Leave your mother's house.
She was starting to get too bossy and pushy.
Life with dad and stepmom wasn't much better.
Do you remember why you went back to live with your mother?
Dana had been pushing me away from my dad.
First he didn't like your rules, then he didn't like their rules.
So why did he return?
When you went to the house, was the door locked?
Yes.
Did you cut through the screen?
Yes.
That's burglary.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Teresa Martin and her son, 21-year-old Tyler, are suing the boy's father, Jeff Dorsey, and his wife, Terry Dana Dorsey, for overdrawing a bank account and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 189 on the calendar in the matter of Martin Dorsey versus Dorsey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Dorsey, I'm going to start with you. This case has many moving parts, but I think so that I can understand these moving parts, I need some basic information. You and Mr. Dorsey were married.
Yes.
For how many years?
For 19 years.
And you have three children?
Yes.
Your children are, according to your complaint, 21, that would be you. Uh-huh. What's your name?
Tyler.
And you are 17?
Yes.
Name?
Trenton.
And then there is a young teenager.
8-year-old.
An 8-year-old?
8-year-old.
And what's his name?
Tegan.
In what year were you and Mr. Dorsey divorced?
June 2011.
And in 2011, where were the children living after the divorce?
Tyler remained at home with his father, and Trenton and Tegan moved with me to my mother's house.
You were living with your mother?
Yes.
Until what year?
Say, February 2012.
Why did you leave your mother's house? Look at me. You hear I'm talking? And I have a cold. So I want to hear from you. Why did you leave your mother's house?
I was starting to think that she didn't really care that much. And she was starting to get too bossy and pushy.
So you didn't like the rules?
Yes.
Did your mother permit you to go to your father's house?
Yes.
Now, when you went to your father's house, what did you take with you?
All of my clothing, my Xbox, all my shoes.
Clothing, shoes, your yes. Xbox. What else?
I think that was about it.
Okay. And your youngest child lived with you continually?
Yes.
So far, is all of that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, the first part of your lawsuit, Ms. Dorsey, is that the current Mrs. Dorsey, your first name is?
Terry.
Terry opened up a joint bank account with Trenton, and she overdrew that bank account. And since it was a joint account, his credit is now impaired.
Yes.
So you want her to reimburse the bank so that that clears his credit.
Yes.
That's the first part of your lawsuit. Yeah. Why did you overdraw the account?
First of all, I didn't realize I had overdrawn the account. Second of all, the only time I went and withdrew money from the account is when Trenton asked me to, because he didn't know how to withdraw money from the bank. He had called me from the bank and asked one of the tellers to talk to me and teach him how to write a check to get it. The next time Trenton was pulled over for going 65 and a 30, he had our Jeep towed, and it was $287 to get the Jeep out. And I went to the bank per my husband and Trenton to get the money to pay for the Jeep.
Who put the money into this account?
Trenton did.
From working?
Yes.
Also, Your Honor, it was also money was withdrawn from the account to cover Trenton's cheer charges. Mrs. Martin agreed to pay half of them. And then when it came down to it, she told him she would not pay half of it. He was living with us, so it was up to us. So at that time, Trenton asked me to go withdraw part of the money to do that.
Fine. That's your problem, Mrs. Dorsey. You have to replenish and make the bank whole so that his credit is whole, because you're the grown-up.
Yes, ma'am.
And the bank is overdrawn in the amount of $500 and some odd. What is the total amount that the bank is overdrawn?
$558.19.
And I was not aware of any of this.
You have proof of that?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. Bert, can I see that, please? Thank you. Trenton, was this the only bank account that you had, this joint account with your stepmother?
At the time, yes.
Okay, $558. That was a charge off by the bank that you have to pay. He was living with you. You're the responsible adult, not him. He's irresponsible. He's 17. He's still irresponsible. You're supposed to keep tabs on that. And if you're having a fight with his mother because she didn't pay for half of a bill, that doesn't mean that you allow his name to be attached to something that's not his fault. Okay, let's get to the next part of your lawsuit. There came a time, Trenton, when you made a decision to go back to live with your mother. What year? Do you remember?
Yes, ma'am, 2013, October.
And do you remember why you went back to live with your mother?
Because Dana had been pushing me away from my dad.
He didn't like the rules, Your Honor.
So, in any event, you decided to go back to your mother. Your mother is complaining, next part of her lawsuit is, that both Mr. and Mrs. Dorsey filed a restraining order against you that was based upon nothing. The only thing that I want to know is, did you or anyone on your behalf go to the Dorsey house and remove furniture from your son's room?
Not on my behalf.
I said,
no.
On your son's behalf.
On my son's behalf, did I go to?
No.
Okay, sorry.
You don't, let's not play word games.
I'm not trying to.
He's a minor.
Yes.
He moved home.
Yes.
When he was at his father and stepmother's house, he had a room of furniture.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You didn't move in with that furniture because I asked you early on in the game what you moved in with.
All of the furniture.
And you told me my clothes, my shoes, and my Xbox. So my question to you is, did you or your minor child or anyone on your minor child's behalf go into their house when they were not home and remove the furniture that had been in his bedroom? Let me put it to you this way. Did there come a time after your son came back to you, because now he didn't like their rules.
Right.
First he didn't like your rules,
of
then
course.
He didn't like their rules.
And I understood that, yes.
Did there come a time when you found his furniture in your house?
Yes.
Yes. Did they give it to you?
No, they did not.
Then they had a right to file a protective order against you.
But, Your Honor, when I left the house with Jeff, we agreed, because I was living with my mother already had furniture, that the boys, since they were visiting off and on so much, that we would leave the stuff in the house until he got the house sold.
Your Honor, she came back.
Jeff,
okay. Sorry.
You went there without permission of the owners. When they weren't home, you or somebody on your behalf took property out of their home. That's what courts are for. That's
not on my behalf, Your Honor. It was not my idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, then you have stolen property in your house.
Your Honor. Trenton went and got his stuff.
Then you, no.
He was living there in the house and he took his stuff with him.
Listen to me. They had a right to file a protective order against you, because that wasn't the only time Trenton went back to the house. Right, Trenton? If that's what your mother is saying, you went back to the house again. And when you went back to the house again, this was over some other property, not your bed and dresser. This was over an Xbox. Yes. And when you went to the house that time, was the door locked?
Yes.
And you were already living with your mother?
Was yes.
I'm asking you a question. I mean, I'm writing this scenario. I haven't been in this business 2 seconds, you know. So the door was locked?
Yes.
Whether they had the locks changed after the first instance, I don't know. Probably if they were smart. So, did you cut through the screen?
Yes.
That's burglary. That's why we have courts. We have courts because if there is an issue with regard to property, you come to a court and the court makes a decision as to whose property it is.
But his father gave him permission.
To cut through the screen and go into the house?
To have his property back.
No, just a second. To cut through the screen and go into the house?
Of course
not. And he lives there.
Dana was the one that denied him of the property, not Jeff.
He cut through the screen and went into the house.
I understand.
That's burglary.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You wouldn't act in a way that was not in their best interest. Even if one of them doesn't follow the rules and one of them is an obnoxious brat, which I have a feeling this one might be. I'm not sure.
And later today.
What did you use the card for?
I used the card to get breakfast and snacks for the kids, generally McDonald's or Sonic.
That's not what it was meant for.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Teresa Martin and her sons, Tyler and Trenton, claim the boy's father, Jeff Dorsey, and his wife, Dana, overdrew a bank account and filed a false restraining order. The defendants are countersuing for stolen items and school fees.
Now, if she, and I'm not putting any medals on her chest, filed a protective order against her stepson for doing that rather than trying to handle it as a familial situation, I don't think that that was a good idea. I think it was a very bad idea, but she certainly had the right to do it, because that's the other part of your lawsuit. You're complaining about the protective order that they filed against you, when I think that you had a lot to do with getting that furniture out of there. And she filed a protective order against Trenton because he cut through the screen in her home, because she's living there now.
Actually, she was not the owner of the home when
it
happened.
I didn't say that. Just a second. She doesn't have to be the owner. I assume the judgment of divorce provided that he stay in the house.
Yes.
Well, then you're divorced. If he wants to get married, if he wants to stay single, if he wants to have friends over, that's none of your business. He brought his wife into the house. Now it's their domicile. It's irrelevant whose name is on the title. One thing I know for sure, his name isn't on the title. So he can't go in through the screen to take property. Now, so I think Mrs. Dorsey owes you so far $558. That's your lawsuit. Now, you have a counterclaim that, as far as I'm concerned, is equally as ridiculous. You have a child.
Yes.
You say that the Xbox that he took was not his. Is that what you're telling me?
No, ma'am. What they came in through the window and took was an Xbox. We had three different Xboxes, took an Xbox, four game controllers, two battery packs, and about 10 games. Everything but the Xbox, I know for a fact, was my son's.
How do you know that?
And because his game was in there. And all of his games are gone.
What else do you want? I'm losing my patience and sympathy.
My lost wages?
Forget it.
For having to miss work?
Forget it. I don't think you should have filed anything against your stepson. Nothing.
Your Honor, my 13-year-old is as scared to death of him. I've had to withdraw him from public school because they go to the same school together.
I don't think that you should have filed a protective order against him for breaking into the house. It was a house where he lived. It was a house that he lived long before you lived there.
Yes, right? Your Honor. Mm-hmm. Yes, Your Honor.
Right? Long before his stepbrother lived there.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I would have said to her, don't do that. It's not good for my family. We may not get along right now, but you don't add fuel to the fire. You don't have to bring coals to Pillion to make the matters worse, because she really doesn't care whether or not you have a relationship with your children or not. I can tell that.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Sure. Sure it is. Sure it is. Because for spite, you overdrew an account because she decided not to pay half. That's what you just told me before. She doesn't care. So I wouldn't let her make any decision whatsoever with regard to your young children, because even the 21-year-old is young, because she's not acting in their best interest. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you don't know that, I'm telling you, it's my business. You're the father. You may get angry, but you wouldn't act in a way that was not in their best interest. Even if one of them doesn't follow the rules and one of them is an obnoxious brat, which I have a feeling this one might be. Not sure. But her focus is totally different from yours as a parent to these three children. So I wouldn't let her make any decisions with regard to them, like filing a criminal complaint against them. Do you understand? Your counterclaim's dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $558. Goodbye.
Jeff is just acting like a coward. He just needs to step up for his boys, and even his boys have told him that.
It's very unfortunate that you have to choose sides, I guess.
I hope that my dad figures out what he's got himself into.
What's in the past is past. We move on.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Baptiste versus Baptiste. Step forward.
Dustin Baptiste is suing his ex-wife, Samantha Baptiste, for misusing a healthcare debit card.
Mr. Baptiste, the defendant is your now ex-wife.
Correct.
You have children together?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
And when was your divorce finalized?
June.
Of this year?
Yes.
Now, at some point prior to the divorce, you gave your wife a credit card.
Yes, it was a HSA debit card.
Could you show me what that looks like?
I don't have it, but it looks exactly like a regular credit card. It just has Cigna on it, which is the health insurance, and it says HSA on it.
And can you use that credit card to buy anything, or can it be only used for medical care? The question is, can it be used for anything?
Apparently, yes, but I did not realize that at the time.
Okay. Your judgment of divorce provides that you provide the children with medical coverage?
Yes.
Okay, are you working?
No, not at the moment.
Why?
I'm a full-time college student.
Who do you live with?
I live with just me and my children.
Who supports them?
We get child support, plus I take out student loans to help supplement my income.
How much does Mr. Baptiste pay in child support?
$950 a month.
When your then husband, prior to the divorce, gave you this credit card that was clearly for medical, probably co-pays, etc., co-pays, medicine, did you have a discussion with him?
We had a brief discussion.
Did you use this credit card subsequent to the divorce being finalized?
He took the card back about 2 weeks after the divorce was finalized, maybe once after the divorce was finalized, possibly even twice.
What did you use the card for?
I used the card to get breakfast and snacks for the kids, generally McDonald's or Sonic.
That's not what it was meant for.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If for a year and a half she had been utilizing the card and you didn't look at your bill, even though you were in the midst of a divorce, then I would say there's something wrong with you. Either that or I don't believe you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dustin Baptiste says ex-wife Samantha Baptiste misused his healthcare debit card. Samantha claims she did nothing wrong.
Okay, when did he give you the card?
He gave me the card, it was early 2014, possibly January.
Is that right, Mr. Baptiste?
No, that's not correct.
What month did you give her the card?
April of 2013.
Show me the bills.
Here's the April of 2013 bills.
I'd like to see it. Do you have the one from May?
The one from May of this year?
Yes. How many months did she have the card?
She had it for about a year and a half.
Well, I want to see those bills. I want to see how often she used that card
for things
other than medical stuff. Because you would agree, Mr. Baptiste, that if she at any time in that year and a half that she used the credit card for things other than medical things, you were on notice that she was using it for things other than things medical.
I did not realize that until this year when I was looking up my doctor's.
Well, that's your problem.
Okay.
Because if for a year and a half she had been utilizing the card that you gave her and you didn't look at your bill, even though you were in the midst of a divorce, then I would say there's something wrong with you. Either that or I don't believe you.
I don't
so
get
my
billed.
Question is, because it's very easy, you can go in the back. We have lots of people back there. They're going to get all the records for the last year and a half. And is what you're telling me, because don't waste my time, that in that year and a half, because you had an agreement to only use it for things medical, she never used it for other things, but it was only after the divorce for that two-week period that she abused it by buying things for both herself and the children, despite the fact that you had this agreement?
Well, I don't get bills or really any statements for it.
I have transactions, printed up transactions, but it's only for this year. I can't remember what happened last year.
Oh, fine. That would be great. Do you have those? I'd love
yes.
to take a look at them. That would save us some time.
Here we go. Those are the transactions. And that's from January of 2014 to when the card stopped being used.
Terrific.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so Mr. Baptiste, this is your problem, sir. All the way back to January, February, and March, your former wife used this card for dinners, and it was clearly available to you, a printout of all these expenses. So clearly you were on notice that for at least a year, that card was being used for other things.
I wasn't on notice, though.
Oh,
I only
you were on notice,
bills.
Sir, because it's your card. Because that's why you're here, because you're here because you want $1,900, because you say that in that brief period of time, she ran up bills that you didn't authorize because you had an agreement with her just to use the card in conjunction with health insurance. That's what you wrote in your complaint.
Correct.
Well, it's clear to me, sir, that you were putting money into this account and your wife was using it, your then wife was using it for the children's benefit and her own. Now, did you take the card back, sir?
I canceled the card.
Cancel the card. Good. You have no more card. That's all. Case is dismissed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. His lawyer was on the clock.
How many hours did you spend on Mr. Price's case?
More than $3,000 worth.
Show me.
I don't have a bill with me, Your Honor.
Why not?
Next, Judge Judy.
I wish it would have came out in my favor, but it is what it is, I guess.
I'm just glad it's over.
Not to give her a credit card.
The best thing that you can do is just try to be nice and be civil, because the kids are the ones that really get hurt from it.